This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But joining us in studio is a buddy of ours that has joined us before. He is DFW rapper Durow, but this time joining us under, I would say, unfortunate circumstances. But we do want to get the word out about this. First of all, how you doing today, Durow?
I mean, I'm doing better. You know, today was a little bit better than the last 3 days. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm here, you know, and I appreciate y'all having me on.
Obviously, what you're talking about is something that has impacted people in a bunch of different communities all across the United States. I mean, very much so in Los Angeles, in the South Central Los Angeles community. But entertainers, athletes, just activists all had this connection with the rapper Nipsey Hussle. Yeah. And he was gunned down in front of his own apparel store over the weekend. Uh-huh. And you were a personal friend of his.
Nipsey Hussle, like I know him from since 2009, which is 10 years. Literally, you know, his first introduction to mainstream hip-hop was me bringing him out on the BET Hip Hop Awards in 2009 on my set. I did a remix to, at that time, Ice Cream Paint Job, and he was one of the persons I brought out on my set along with Snoop Dogg and, like, Soulja Boy and Jim Jones. But he was, like, at that time, no one knew who he was. It was just that I was so in tune with upcoming rappers and people from different places that I was like, you know, this would be a good, you know, introduction to, you know, get him out there. And we became friends at that moment. And since then, from 2009 up until literally a month ago, you know, we was, you know, that was a close friend and a industry associate. And, you know, we done songs, done videos. I done brought him to Dallas. It's just so many memories I got. We was literally just talking a month ago right here in Dallas. And we was putting together, you know, the next trip to L.A.
You know, his mindset is one that so many people love and admire. He inspired so many people. He was just so unique and so different. Help us understand a little bit about what made Nipsey Hussle such a special man.
Nipsey is by far, you know, all the different stigma that's on hip hop and rap, you know, some of them are true, a lot of them are not, you know, but Nipsey was definitely that guy that preached what he talked about. And he was a person that came from certain circumstances and elevated every inch of his career. Really walk what he preached. And his whole thing was about dedication. His whole thing was about, you know, motivating and building up the community and building up, you know, people around him and taking the long route. That's the thing about Nipsey, playing the long game, which is something I also believe in, like to success. The long game to success normally means that it's going to be a slower process, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's going to be a process that sticks and lasts forever, but it's going to be a lot of trials and tribulations getting there, doing it that way. You know, meaning that he wasn't one that just, you know, oh, I'm just going to talk about and rap about what everybody is accustomed to and just get on quick. And just, he wasn't like that. But what really made him special is, man, he really was doing so much for the community, but he really stands for humanity. And that's the thing. Like, he does. It's bigger than rap. Like, I don't look at Nipsey Hussle as a rapper. You know, I look at Nipsey Hussle as a humanitarian that used rap as a vehicle to do a lot of the great things that he was doing and I would say still doing, because everything that he's done, is a lot of it's coming to light now, you know, and that's why it's so real. That's why it's so real of a movement, and the world is really, you know, paying attention to what's going on. But Nipsey is a great guy is an understatement. Like, I actually think he was a special soul that came, you know, to do what he was doing, and it played out in the way that it's playing out. And me knowing him personally and from a lot of the conversations we had, it all makes sense and why, you know, the world is appreciating him like that. Because every time we talked, it was never just, we never had really petty talk or small talk. Mm-hmm. We always dove right into conversations that till this day I can remember pretty much all of them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you small talk with some people? It was never small talk. We would just come together and we'll start a conversation and it will go far, you know, and that let me know a lot about him, you know, just that within itself. But we would, you know, he just came to Dallas to do he did, like, I don't even know what to call it, but it was at Dallas the Dallas Black Arts and Performance Center. Mm-hmm. He came and talked to a lot of entrepreneurs coming up to tell them, teach them how to do businesses, basically right. do real estate. And that's the first of a rapper. Most time when rappers come to cities to do a show or a hosting or a meet and greet.
Right.
But this was the first time that he started this blueprint to do something like that, to come to different cities to do these type things as a rapper, you know. So that was the first time I seen it. And when he came to Dallas and he let me know he was coming, I was like, yeah, I'm coming. And I seen him go out there. He talked to a lot of kids, a lot of people coming up. And he inspired a lot of people, along with inspiring me even more, because there was a lot of things that he was saying in his seminar just a month ago. This was like February 21st here in Dallas, that taught me a lot of things. And it's just like, it's mind-blowing that a person like that, something can happen to a person like that in his own community, which he literally built up.
It's really interesting that because, you know, the reaction this last, you know, 4 days has almost been, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here, but almost like Tupac in some ways, the reaction.
Definitely.
And he didn't have the track record musically that someone like Tupac had,
exactly.
And it's because of the way he connected with people through the community. I've been reading a lot of stuff about him lately, and I'm real curious how he got to being a member of the Rolling 60s Crips, to a guy who was very savvy about real estate, about business, about marketing, about how black images are used to sell products and getting ownership of those images. I mean, it's almost like I almost look at him more as a business person than I do a musician.
Exactly. But the thing is, which is why I say rap was just a vehicle. You know, he grew up in the community where, you know, he's from, the Rolling 60s. He grew up there, you know, so it's not even surprising at all that, you know, he's attached to it, but it is surprising that he was able to come out of it and come away from it. And Nipsey didn't have to. He was a person where he could have lived away and been good for the rest of life. You know, he didn't, you know, he made a conscious decision to give back. And you know, some people use give back and they say give back, but I'm talking about really giving back. Really, it's certain things that he was putting together that we talked about a month ago that's still in the works, that even it's going to come out within the next few months and the next years, that he was still putting together a lot of stuff that the world still don't know about. And as far as giving back and really building and being business savvy and doing the real estate and even on different levels, that just surprised me. But yeah, coming out of the community that he came from and growing to it is why he's that special, because it's like to come from there, the odds are very low for one. But you have people that come out of those situations and have a level of success. You hear it all the time. But not in the way that he did it, you know, because he's strong along people the whole time. And like it's in hip hop and in entertainment, it's a lot of shortcuts. And, you know, I don't believe in shortcuts, and he definitely didn't believe in the shortcuts. He never took the shortcuts. And he's strong along a lot of people with him. And he's strong along a mentality that till this day, you know, now is really resonating with people. And that's what made Nipsey special, because he wasn't doing it for himself at all. He was doing it for himself. He could have been out in the hills in Hollywood and never went back to his community. And he could have did things for the community from afar, you know, which, I mean, honestly, the way it came out, I kind of wish that was the situation. But just knowing that he was never doing it for himself is a special thing, you know, in today's society.
We're talking to Durow, our buddy Durow, who is a famous rapper in his own right and a heck of a businessman himself, and about his friend Nipsey Hussle. Who lost his life, and there's a vigil tonight in Dallas honoring Nipsey. And we're going to give details on that. I just tweeted out the flyer for it as well. We'll get more information on that available so folks can come be a part of that.
Yeah.
What do you know in terms of how did this happen?
Man, honestly, it just comes down to, I mean, it's cliche, man. It actually came down to a jealous person, jealous and envy, you know, after everything played out and after talking to close people around Nipsey. You know, it wasn't nothing that was premeditated. It wasn't nothing. It was one of those situations where being in the wrong place at the wrong time, but you would never think where he was at would ever be the wrong place at any wrong time, because it was a place that he built up. This was in front of his apparel store, and he just didn't own the store. He owned the whole shopping center that everything was there, was attached to the store. He ended up getting it, buying it, but it was to restore the community. Everybody that lived in that community became workers of that community. Mm-hmm. You know, he gave them jobs. So it wasn't one of those cliche stories where, you know, you get like a entertainer or athlete and they come and just drop money in and out. Like he was like handpicking people that was working the community. Everybody out there knew him, respected him. So to the fact that it happened that from someone in that same community, you know, it is mind blowing, you know, and it is like reports that the person that did it was going through some mental issues, but at the same time, it wasn't in a situation to where, you know, he was out of control. You know, they had like a, you know, some words prior to, but it was never from sources that was close that I talked to. It was never like anything that indicated something was going to happen. A guy, they had some words. The guy came back and he shot him. And it's just mind blowing. Just wrapping my head around that happening to Nipsey Hussle, who was not putting out that type of energy, and people didn't feel like that about him. You know, sometimes when you hear stories about these things and rappers, sometimes it adds up and it makes sense. And you can be like, even though it hurts and it's a bad thing to happen, you can look at it and be like, man, you can kind of see it going away, but not with Nipsey Hussle.
Real interesting, because a lot of times, like, I'm reading about all this, I'm like, even though he was associated with the Crips, he's not the kind of person that would have gang beef.
Exactly.
Because it's the whole community. It's not just for one.
I'm glad you spoke on that, because he single-handedly changed what gang culture is. He brought unity within the gang cultures. Mm-hmm. It's out there in LA, it's no more red and blue, and it is still Crips and Bloods, but now they're like united. They do songs together, they work with each other, and that's because of Nipsey Hussle. That was a mission. One of his first things was like, okay, I was born into gang culture, and as you know, as a young, I didn't understand it as much as I do now. So one of my first goals is gonna unite this culture to see, so it can no longer be a culture in the future, like as far as what it was. And he did that. That's one thing that came out of all this, you know. And I honestly feel like, you know, over the course of, you know, the next few decades, that all that would change and elevate will be because of the stamp he put. So even gang culture, he changed. He had people out there that were rival enemies becoming friends and united. And they looked at Nipsey, you know, he never had a gang beef. Like no other gang or a rival would ever, you know, attack Nipsey in any kind of way, mm-hmm. you know, because they look at him in a whole different light, you know. So he was the first to earn that type of respect. And it's like, you know, he's definitely comparable to Tupac. Tupac was more on the musical side of it, but he was more on the real life side of really doing things that you can go to this day and research. This is not nothing that's fabricated, or, you know, these are real things and things that he was recently putting together. He was just now peaking, and he was really just now coming into the mainstream light.
Right.
Yeah, so it was really his time to go to the mainstream. Like certain things that happened in the last couple months really put him on that platform. And he even said it out of his mouth when he's in Dallas. He was like, man, everything that I've done, you know, and been doing is coming to a light, but I'm about to do a whole lot more now. And it's crazy that in these moments, this is when this happened. Mm-hmm. So it just hurt, man, like just thinking about it and just knowing him and all the conversations we had, all the different concerts we did, man. I got so many Nipsey memories and stories that it's just crazy. And just to even be sitting here talking about this right now, it's still surreal. You
it's
know,
not right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not right.
So
okay, so tonight the vigil.
Tonight,
is anybody welcome to go? Anybody listening right now? How does it go?
Everybody, man, because this is what, you know, another thing we want to get out there. It's not about if people were a Nipsey fan or even knew of Nipsey until this moment. It's that Nipsey was a humanitarian that stood for humanity and did a lot of things that's going to, you know, take, I would say, humanity to a next level, because a lot of people, you know, starting to, you know, read his story and understand who he was. So it's definitely for everybody. You know, Nipsey was this type of person where, you know, I felt it in my heart to be like, you know, I know Nipsey got a lot of diehard fans out here in Dallas that helped build up his career. So, and I know that from over the years seeing it, you know, I remember when the first time I brought him to Dallas, it was a lot of people that came out to the events and they was happy that I brought Nipsey. They've been following him for a little while and it just grew from there. So a lot of the fans are going to come out and just show their support. And Nipsey, man, he hit it all across the board, man. Fans from everywhere, all across the world. You know, he definitely was one of those persons that was just broad. He reached all the way out, you know, and kind of touched every spectrum of the world with just his message, you know. So that's what I want people to come out here. You know, it's really for Nipsey's message overall and understanding his growth. And I mean, if you're not even aware of Nipsey, you know, and you're just not getting on to, you know, knowing who he is, still come out, you know, because it's about love, you know, at the end of the day. And I just want to be the person to really introduce this to the city, because I didn't want, you know, this to go by And I know that this, you know, his spirit, and it was one of the right things to do, man, as a friend. So.
And this is going on at the Southside Event Center tonight.
Yeah, Southside Event Center. It's going to be in the parking lot on the Bellevue Street. You know, it's going to be out there on the outside side of it. But, you know, it's called Gillies as well. A lot of people know it as Gillies.
Right.
Some people know it as Southside Event or the ballroom or whatever. But, yeah.
And what time should folks get out there?
It started at 6:30. I'm sure it's starting to be people to go out there now, but it started at 6:30. It's from 6:30 to 8:30, and you know, just a lot of people coming and bringing candles. We're doing a balloon release, and we playing some Nipsey music, and just, you know, really just honoring them. You know, so I just encourage people to just come out and just be in the presence of it. It's gonna be a peaceful situation, and you know, I just hate that this had to be what I'm actually doing, but it feels right in my heart to do it, and I know Nipsey will want it. So
absolutely, man. Thank you so much for stopping by, Duro.
I know, I appreciate
y'all. Next time you come by, we want to do something on lighter terms, obviously.
Man, definitely, man. Y'all always, you know, show love, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm glad y'all let me come up here and you know, spread this about Nipsey. And,
we got you, brother. Absolutely. All right, we want everyone who's interested in that to head on down to the Southside Event Center. You can go ahead and head on down now, but it gets going at 6:30. All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.